Hair, opening tonight at the Firehouse Theater on West Broad, wants to take you on a trip back to 1967.
That whole tribe is an energy as a group. They're one flowing, wonderful vibe.
There's so much more than just, well, let's create like a backstory for our characters. You have to do the research for the show to make sense.
And the struggles that the characters are going through, though maybe not particularly relative in terms of the draft, but the sort of personal identity struggles haven't really changed, and in fact are just as prevalent now as they were then.
The cast, actors in their 20s, are playing characters that today would be pushing 70.
I remember when they did the revival in New York and how much attention it got, and not only that, but how much it still moved people and had so much relevance today.
In this time, there was a revelation happening. There was complete youth revelation. There was a sexual revolution happening. People were desperate for freedom and desperate to figure out what they were doing with themselves.
And peace will guide the planet.
And it all will stay the stars.
It was the first great American rock musical. It's unlike anything that happened prior.
Jay Smith is the artistic director of Firehouse Theater.
And Hair, I think, kind of reclaimed musical theater's place in the American popular mindset of people actually wanting to come and see musicals.
Once embarrassed by his own hippie parents, Smith says doing the show has helped him understand who they were and what they went through.
You know, I really rediscovered and found a kind of appreciation for what my parents were back then, and realized that it was still going on today, and that I'm not ashamed of being a love child of the hippies.
John Ogle, WCBE News.